Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have our friends from Benedictine Living Community at Regina here, and we want to welcome Rob Hallberg. He's a sales and marketing manager, and also we want to welcome Kim Blanchard. She is the HR manager at the facility, and we're just thrilled that you both stepped in. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having us, Mo.
How are things going in the facility? I know that we are heading into the spring months, and I'm so excited. Are the residents just chomping at the bit for spring activities and to get out? And
I would say so, for sure.
Yeah, they've started planning the planting of the gardens at the facility, which is a favorite for the residents.
And where are those gardens, please?
So we have gardens outside of our memory care unit. We have gardens off of the main entrance. All throughout the entire campus, there's several gardens for people.
Rob, would you be so kind? I know you did a great job the last time we chatted about the differences in the facility. You actually have an opportunity to go many different places and kind of age in place at Benedictine Living Community. But can you tell us the different gradations, please?
Sure. We're really blessed because we have the opportunity for the full continuum of care. You know, we can have people come in that are independent living. They just want an apartment and don't have to cook anymore. And then, you know, they can progress into our assisted living while staying in their current apartment that they're living in.
And your apartments are kind of really great because you have parking spots for people, and they can be as independent as they want, right?
You can absolutely
add on services if you need them.
Yep. Once you get to the assisted living, you can kind of do almost, I don't want to say an a la carte, we call it at your service, where we can start slowly and start adding on services we can do for you that you just don't have to anymore. And then we move into more of a full-blown assisted living where we're taking on quite a bit of the responsibilities for you to help you out. And then some people move into a memory care phase of their life. And if needs become too great, we have our skilled nursing facility attached right to us on the other side of the campus. So they have the skilled nursing and they also have transitional care. So we'll get people that are coming out of surgery that just need a little more time getting stronger before they go back home. But then, of course, we're attached to Regina Hospital, which now obviously everybody knows is United Hospital at Regina, which is a fantastic partnership for everybody involved.
So do you actually then help people do some sort of therapies if they, let's say they don't need to go to the transitional care? Can they do therapy from the other apartments and things?
Absolutely. We have a fantastic therapy department. We have occupational, speech and language, physical therapy. They're top notch. And they can come to your apartment or they can go down into our therapy room, which the therapy room is really, really cool. There's a lot of fun toys to play with.
Wonderful. So I want to chat it up with you, please, Kim. Mm-hmm. You are the HR manager with Benedictine Living Community at Regina. And tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been there?
So I've only been with the company for 4 months.
But congratulations.
Thank you. I come from some experience in HR. This is my first nursing home that I were assisted living, I guess. But it's been in a great community, a great company to work for. I've been so blessed to become part of the team.
So what are the challenges from an HR perspective with working in the facility that you're working at now?
So we are really struggling for candidates right now, which is really unfortunate.
Staffing?
It's so hard to find people who want to work. The good news is that when we do get candidates, we really embrace them and welcome them to our team, and our residents kind of take them under their wing and they love them. It's just getting people in the door. The other good news is that if you are interested in working in healthcare and you're trying to get your foot in the door, we don't require a lot of background in healthcare. If it's just something you're passionate about, we can accept that. So,
who is your ideal candidate, please?
Ooh, it kind of varies on the position. So for example, let's say our resident assistants, we're looking for somebody who just really wants to work with the elderly and make a difference.
And what would those duties be, please?
It kind of ranges. So we just do basic care. It can go all the way up to, you know, helping somebody take a shower, eat, that kind of thing.
And is that across all of the different categories, all of the different places where people live?
Yeah, generally, but like nurses obviously do more nursing duties, and then our resident assistants do more of the, like the daily cares.
So resident assistants, how many hours a week would they work? Is that a full-time position?
So that is the good news. So we offer something called casual. So let's say you only want to work 8 hours a week or even just pick up a couple times a month. We do offer that all the way up until full-time. Yeah.
And so if you have a day or two maybe that you would like to get your foot wet or
feet. Yeah, so okay. Like let's say you want to work, let's say you're a high school student actually, because we do take high school students. Let's say you're a high school student wanting to get your CNA. You could work after school. We work up until about 10:30 at night. We help pay for your CNA classes. If you're wanting to go to nursing school, if you work with us, we also help pay for your nursing school. We have a ton of tuition reimbursement options.
So you mentioned the term CNA. Maybe some people don't know what that means.
Certified Nursing Assistant.
And what are you capable of doing with something like that?
Well, that's a good question. So Certified Nursing Assistant, you are more than a resident assistant. You can start doing medications. You can work in our skilled facility because you're a licensed professional. But you're not quite a nurse. You're like that middle.
And you're saying that some high school kids can work on that?
You can get your CNA, absolutely.
And how does that program work? How long is it, please?
I want to say it's not a very long program.
No, I'm not quite sure on the time frame. If people are interested, they can definitely reach
out. Yeah, reach out, absolutely, and I can get you more information. But I know it's not a very long program.
What would be a good contact number?
So you can call me. My phone number is 651-404-7920. Or my assistant, but I can just forward because I don't know her phone number off the top of my head.
So this is really exciting that we have an opportunity if we are looking for something perhaps to get into the medical field, and it looks like there are many other opportunities. So is it just nursing, or do you need maintenance? Do you need food service? Explain what some other openings might
be. So we're really just looking for those direct care workers right now. If you go to the benedictineliving.org website, you can click on the careers page and then search for us specifically, so Hastings or Regina, and it'll pop up with all of our available openings.
That's really great. So Rob, what do you see when you are out and about in the hallways? Where are the people, for crying out loud, that should be working? I mean, you've been a working stiff for as long as I've known you. What's up with everybody needs workers, but where are they?
That's a great question. One that no one seems to have a really good answer
for. I don't have an answer for it. I don't get it.
Well, I know it's tough with families with daycare. Daycare is so expensive right now that it almost doesn't
make sense
a job and have your kid in daycare. So I think that's had a big effect on it, just especially coming out of the pandemic. And people have kind of said, you know, this is pretty cool. I get to spend time with my kids and we're able to make it work still. And maybe they pick up like a part-time gig on the side. So if you're looking for that part-time gig, come and see us. You know, we would love to work with you and try to come up with something that will work with your schedule as well as ours.
And we have great wages, sign-on bonuses, referral bonuses, all
this great
stuff.
Well, tell us some of that, please, so that people can hear.
Yeah, so our resident assistants with zero experience, I want to say they start at $17.66 an hour. We have sign-on bonuses up to $5,000 for nurses, just a huge amount of money that we're kind of getting people in the door with. And the other thing is let's say you start working with us and then a month later you're like, gosh, I know somebody that would be great if you send them to me, $750. Like we've got great bonuses available.
So that's something else that would be enticing for people to work. You know, I do think what you do at the Benedictine Living Community at Regina is more of a calling, a ministry to help people. And I would assume there's a lot of people listening that would in fact want to help. I mean, when you think about, I know Rob, you took care of your own dad for as long as you could at home. We want to leave our parents and grandparents in great care. So I hope that somebody listening, maybe it triggers something and they're like, yeah, you know what? I have a couple days I could give back.
There's so many options and ways to get involved. Even if you're not looking to actually work in healthcare, you know, we're always looking for volunteers to come in and help with activities, to come help with just different daily activities for the residents. There's so many different ways that a volunteer could help out.
I didn't know that volunteers were able to come in and volunteer still.
We are back open for volunteers.
Yes, yeah. No kidding. So, gosh, that's great news. What are some of the other things besides helping with laundry?
So we're looking for volunteers that maybe play games with the residents. If anyone fancies themselves a world-class bingo caller, that's always super important to have. So
how often do you play bingo?
A lot. But if we ever took bingo away, there would be an uprising like you would never see.
Well, we have a very cool ball roller.
Love it. What kind of a commitment is that? Because I fancy myself as a world-class bingo caller. I do.
As you should. The dulcet tones of Mo. No, it's a couple hours a week. You can pick your schedule as a volunteer.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, when is bingo usually played?
They do a resident driven on the weekends because we don't have a volunteer. And that's at like 1:30, I believe, 1:30, 2 o'clock. It varies throughout the week. Usually it's in the afternoon before dinner. So
it's fabulous.
Yeah. But we also need people to help at the front desk.
And what would those duties be, please?
Just answering phone. We have a system at the front of the assisted living called a filter pass that it's a way to check families in because of COVID. If we were to have COVID in the building, we have a log of who came in and we can contact people if need be. It can be a confusing system for people. So that person would just kind of help out with the filter pass and answer any questions for people coming into the facility. Like I said, different activities with the wellness department. Maybe going along for lunch, like the other day they went to the beer stube. Some of the
tenants. That's a volunteer opportunity, is to go to the beer stube?
Yeah, we'll buy you lunch.
I am totally in.
Unfortunately, no German beer during the during the outing, but we can get you some schnitzel or something. So there's a ton of different opportunities for volunteers.
And when you think about the facility as a whole, how many people do you have? And what did you think the ratio is of workers to your people?
So I know in the assisted living, it's 91 residents?
So we have the possibility for, we have 131 beds in the assisted living, and then we have 54 total over at the care center as well. And in terms of like ratios, Minnesota doesn't really go by the ratios anymore. That kind of got switched up. So it really depends on the time of day, because there are some points in time of the day where medication pass out are super heavy, so we have extra staff on the floor.
Or getting people dressed or getting them down to dinner.
There's a real ebb and flow to the staffing levels.
Okay.
It's all based on need.
Okay. And you mentioned COVID, so it's nice to hear that the building is back open again. When was the last time that you worried about COVID?
What time did we leave the facility
this morning? We're still very, we're very cognizant of COVID and taking care of our residents. We're very blessed that we do not have any recent outbreaks, knock on wood.
No kidding.
We're trying really hard to take really good care of our residents and keeping ourselves healthy.
But at the same time, we understand that we have to get back to somewhat of a status quo, back to some kind of a normal, especially like we talked about last time for the residents. Yep. We missed out on so much when everybody was on lockdown. So we're slowly but surely trying to implement that stuff back, being cognizant, like Kim said, of COVID, but knowing that we need to re-engage some people.
And how are the residents doing with their mental health?
I would say they're as spry as ever, honestly.
Yeah.
This morning I walked in to the cafeteria and there was a group of like 12 of them all wearing masks, just good morning. It was awesome.
I mean, we have wheelchair races and stuff like that. So
we do.
And they seem to be doing okay. So.
What time are those? I'd like to call that place.
Those are spontaneous.
Oh my goodness. Well, it sounds like things are going well.
We're blessed to have such a supportive community. And Regina always has. Through how many years of the facility being open, there's always been people that want to be involved, even if it's not one of their loved ones, but it's someone that they may have known their entire life. I mean, we're such a tight-knit community and everybody knows everybody that it's really something that a lot of communities don't have, with having a facility like Regina that's been around for so long. and has been so involved in the community through the years that it truly is a blessing to work there and to see all the different families and the volunteers and just people that have worked. I mean, we had a couple of people that just retired with, you know, 40 years of experience at Regina. That's unheard of.
I will say our leadership team is incredibly passionate about providing excellent care and making sure that those elderly are taken care of with love.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate all that you are doing to move the mission forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rob Hallberg, he is the sales and marketing manager with Benedictine Living Community at Regina. And Rob, do you have openings that you want to tell people about?
Absolutely. We have openings in our independent, assisted, and memory care. If you're interested, call me at 651-404-7947. I would love to talk to you about what we can do for you or your loved one and bring you in for a tour.
And again, you can get on a waiting list, and if it doesn't work out when your name comes up, you just can stay right on the list.
Absolutely. We have people that have been on the waiting list for 3 years that I'll call them up and they're like, nope, I'm still good. I'm still too young for that place. Okay, excellent. And that was coming from someone that's in their early 90s. So that's fantastic.
That is. And we want to also thank our guest, Kim Blanchard. She's the HR manager at Benedictine Living Community at Regina. And if it sounds like some place that you might want to work at, I know you have some employment opportunities that you would like people to take advantage of. Can you give your contact information again?
Yeah, absolutely. So my phone number, again, is 651-404-7920. Or you can email me. That also works. So it's just Kimberly.Blanchard, B-L-A-N-C-H-A-R-D, at BenedictineLiving.org.
Wonderful. Great to see both of you. Thanks for coming today. And thanks for all you do for the guests at Benedictine Living Community at Regina. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.